I'm delighted to be joined on the line by John Kidney. And John is the general manager of Sea Church in Ballycotton. And if any of you have been down in the beautiful village of Ballycotton, you'll have seen this gorgeous building, and it's going from strength to strength. So, John, how are you today?
Thank you very much for having me. How are you?
I'm very well. It's a pleasure to speak with you. I'm fascinated by the progression of Sea Church from when it opened to how it's going now. So for those of you maybe who might not know a little bit about the history of Sea Church, could you just sort of recap on how it came to be what it is today?
So I suppose, okay, so local businessman Pierce Flynn moved back into the village a few years ago. And I suppose as he was driving in and out of the village all the time, he always saw this old dilapidated church, beautiful building, as you said, with a schoolhouse on the side. And one day he just had this idea that he wanted to give something back to the village. So he bought it from a lovely American couple and proceeded to turn it into a music venue and a schoolhouse into a restaurant. Across the road, he put in a car park, which has been a godsend to the village, and a playground for the local kids. So, yeah, that was the start of it. It opened in March of 2020, which we all know was probably not the most ideal time to open a restaurant.
No.
So, yeah, and I came on board in October 2020 and opened and closed it and opened and closed it through the pandemic. And
yes,
now we're finally getting a clear run of it. It's great.
And it is great to have a clear run of it again. And, you know, the place is going from strength to strength and you're getting incredible artists in there. But how was the vision, you know, from the start when you sort of had this empty church to where it is now, you know, how has it evolved over the time and why is it that people want to be there now? Why, you know, these artists are looking to come to Sea Church. Every time I mention East Cork, they go, oh yeah, you know, Ballycotton, Sea Church. So it's becoming renowned now as a place to play a gig.
A lot of hard work and a lot of phone calls when people didn't want to be receiving phone calls, but I suppose the music industry, and I mean, it's, we can't, as a venue, like, we were brand new to it, and there's the music industry in Ireland is amazing, some amazing people in it, but they work hard, they work damn hard to get any bit of recognition and any bit of kudos. They work so hard, and that's the truth. So we're pretty new to it, new to the game, but we're very ambitious and not afraid to make phone calls and not afraid to ask people when people weren't doing shows. So I suppose back a few years ago, I was a huge Aslan fan. God rest,
of course, God rest Christy. Yeah,
that happened. Yeah, but I mean, one of my ideas was to have someone like Aslan down, and it happened three times in the space of a year and a half, which was absolutely amazing. Even just to get a photograph of Christy was almost like a dream come true. So I suppose on our side it was ambition and just doggedness, really, just making phone calls and trying to show the artists a bit of respect and trying to show the artists a bit of fairness on our side and looking after them as best we could. And we're slowly building a name for ourselves, which is great, to the point where people are contacting us from Ireland and UK, wanting to add us to their tours, which is a great honour for us, you know.
It is, and you know, it is. It's so fantastic to have it in East Cork as well. Now, you know, Ballycotton is so beautiful, and it's such a gorgeous venue that, you know, it's exclusive. It's almost like you're in your own little world down there, and yet it's so welcoming for people to come down and listen to these artists. You're talking about Aslan, but you've had a huge variety of musicians and literary artists, and there's lots and lots of different things goes on in the Sea Church, isn't there?
Oh, we've had days about Michael Collins and to Gavin James doing two shows for us, to we've got Bagatelle and Tuanua, Moving Hearts later on this year and into the new year, to like the likes of Paddy Casey celebrating his 20 years of his living album, Mundy celebrating 21 years of his album. It's amazing. And then from to folk singers like Lisa Lam and Aoife Scott, and I mean, we're doing all sorts. We've got Miss Lenny of Pope, Rob Strong. Remember Rob Strong?
I do remember Rob Strong. And the thing is that these people have a huge audience. You know, they really have a huge fan base as well. I know the lads from Cry Before Dawn were there recently as well.
We had them quite, yeah. And I suppose, and they were amazing, two sold-out shows from Cry Before Dawn. I suppose what we try to do is, look, Ballycotton is beautiful. You don't drive through Ballycotton, you have to drive to Ballycotton. So we have to try and give people a reason to come to the village. If we have the same genre of music on every week, people are going to get very, you know, tired of that. So we need to keep it as diverse as we can, which is what we try to do. We've got comedy. We've got a monthly comedy club there hosted by the amazing Chris Kent. We've got our comedy festival on this weekend. We've got our folk festival on May Bank Holiday. We did it May Bank Holiday this year. We're hoping to do it again next May. So we're trying to, you know, we're trying to be as progressive as we can, you know.
And that's all you can do. And have you found like that since COVID, are people just hungry to get out and to go and to be together and to experience music or literature or plays or whatever as a group?
Yeah, I think if you talk to people in Cork City, they would and other cities and built up areas, they would argue that nightlife has changed. You know, there's no one going to a nightclub anymore. People want an experience. People want an all inclusive, like not just Sea Church. The village of Ballycotton itself is a night out. You know, you go for your meal. You have a meal in Sea Church or the Blackbird or Cush or the Schooner. You can come up to Sea Church for a gig, and then you've got an hour and a half or whatever to go for either have a few pints of Sea Church or go back down to the village, down to the Blackbird or whatever, you know. So the village is almost like a nice boutique venue, if you know what I mean.
Of itself, yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying. So the whole package is there, you know, that you can just go and have the meal, have the pints, have the gig, whatever you want to do. And it's like a complete night away from everything, you know. So, you know, you mentioned Aslan. So I was sort of thinking if you had the choice, if you were given a carte blanche and they said you can have whoever you would like to have at playing at Sea Church, who would that be?
Oh, wow.
There's a question now for you.
You know, I was really cheeky earlier on this year and I got onto MCD and Paolo Nutini was playing at Musgrave Park and I threw it out there and I said, geez, wouldn't it be great for him to do a secret gig in Sea Church before that? But for some reason, they didn't buy it, you know.
But I love that cheekiness, though. I think that's great. Keep that cheekiness because you never know who you'll get. And you know, I if you don't ask, you don't get. I'm always for that, you know. And wouldn't it have been great to have Paolo Nutini down there? You never know who you might get in the future.
Yeah. Well, it's just a thought out there as well. I mean, like when you're on about that, and one of my favourite artists is Damien Dempsey, and we were really lucky to have him down for the first season of the TV show we did. So, I mean, like, you know, it's this has been a job of kind of meeting your heroes as well, which is great, you know, and none of them have let me down yet, which is amazing.
And that is wonderful. And, like, the thing is, I feel that artists like Damien Dempsey, for instance, who's an incredible artist, and he's also a very nice guy, will know, like, that there's something special about Sea Church, and there is something special about it, you know. So what are your plans for the future? You know, do you have anything, are you just taking it year by year, or have you got a big vision for the future of Sea Church?
It's supposed to keep growing, keep expanding. We have, like, I do a bit of work with one of your colleagues, Mossy. Mossy does a few shows in the morning. And myself and Mossy work well together. We come up with, we're trying to work on a few, you know, have it as like a mini festival location. So, obviously, we're kind of going into off-season now with our comedy festival. Would be one of our off-season festivals in October. It's September, October, starting this Friday. I'm working with another music manager who manages a lot of podcasters. So we're actually looking at doing a boutique podcast festival in March, which would be very interesting. We've had a few live podcasts, Brezzy and Blind Boy and a few more, and they're amazing to be at. And look, also, there's a little bit of selfishness as well. So these podcasts, they're their next big thing in media, and just to have the likes of a Brezzy who's doing a Where's My Mind podcast and mentioning that he spent an hour or two down in Sea Church and it's going out to all these listeners is a very big deal for a small venue like Sea Church, you know. So it's just trying to grow our name organically as best we can and just keep trying to get the best acts that we possibly can down to East Cork.
And that's all you can continue to do and continued success in that as well. So if people want to find out more about what's coming up, where can they go to find out?
www.seachurch.ie and just click on events and everything pops up there. So,
and there's loads to choose from. Whoa. I've been looking at it. It's like mind-blowing. You're sort of going, oh my God, I must go to that and go to that and go to that. So plenty to keep you busy over the winter. But it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you, John, and continued success to all of you down in Sea Church, and please keep in touch.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a million.
All the best. Bye-bye.